Let's head across the Tasman now. The CEO of the Gold Coast Titans, of course, it has been a niggly week. Kevin Proctor banned for 4 games, fined $20,000 as well. Graham, a very good afternoon to you. Can we start with your relationship with the New Zealand Rugby League? Have you guys lodged any sort of formal complaint with them over a lack of duty of care?
Well, I'm not with the NZRL. I mean, I think that, you know, I have to go through the right channels. And, of course, the Titans have no affiliation, formal affiliation with the New Zealand Rugby League. So our governing body is the NRL and the Australian Rugby League Commission. So, you know, I've made some contact with Todd Greenberg, and at this stage I've not had a response.
I want to put this to you. On my show last Sunday, we had an enormous debate with our listeners about being out to 5 a.m. Now, they got back to their hotel probably about midnight. Is 5 a.m. for you as a CEO acceptable?
No, absolutely not. And again, I'm not trying to take away any of the blame from Kevin Proctor. He should have known better, regardless of what rules were in place. He should have known that, you know, we've got an important game coming up in a few days' time or a week from when he was out. And, you know, he should have been home in bed and preparing for rehabilitation after the game and then preparing for coming back into our environment to play this week. So that's not acceptable, and it wouldn't happen in our environment.
Did you ask him, Graham, straight out whether this use of cocaine was a one-off? I know he's come out and said, I can't remember that, but was that a question the board of the Titans put to him? Kevin, have you done this before?
Well, look, there were a lot of questions that were put to Kevin at the board, and you know, it's probably not really appropriate for me to disclose the discussions that took place at board level. But I have no doubt that Kevin is a responsible person. He's a family man. You know, he's married. He's got young children. He's absolutely devastated that he's let himself down and everybody else down. And I don't have any doubt that this was a one-off event.
Okay, do you then share the concerns of some post all of this, where we've got the Cronulla chairman, Sean Kenny-Dell, that cocaine use, illicit drugs, Class A drugs, is a problem for the game?
I don't think there's a problem with the game. There is obviously, and you know, I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon of just saying that this is a societal problem, therefore it's got to be acceptable in sport. I mean, these guys are paid enormous amounts of money. Yes, it's a problem in society, but, you know, my view always has been in relation to any form of misbehaviour by players, you put yourself into this very public position. It's no different to a politician or a judge or a club CEO, for that matter, that if you are prepared to accept the responsibility that goes with the money that you're earning, then you have to comply with what's required of you. So, you know, I'm not going to buy into that argument about it's a societal problem, so it's acceptable. But it's not acceptable, and it's not acceptable in our club.
Graham, would you support targeting testing of players post-match? So it seems to me that from what I'm hearing anecdotally from around the rugby league circles, in fact, around sporting circles, that they take the stuff because it's out of their system within 24, 48 hours. The solution to this, would it be to have random testers at the recovery session the next morning after a game? Would that stop any of this?
Well, I'm in support of anything that is going to prevent a reoccurrence of this sort of thing. You know, I think that there's only, you know, a small incidence of this, probably smaller than the incidents in the community for that matter, but there's no doubt it's happening. I mean, people are getting caught. So anything that we can do to try and make sure that players in our game are not going to be subjected to the temptation that goes with this sort of stuff, then I'm all for it. You know, the ramifications on the game, on the image of the game, on the image of our club, on our sponsors, it's incredibly damaging. We've spent the last 2 years trying to rebuild the reputation of this club, and it's all torn down in one incident. And it's, you know, it's soul-destroying for the people who have worked so hard to try and get this club back on its feet. And, you know, we'll continue to push on, but you know, this has definitely set us back.
Yeah, because you bang on, Graham Annesley with us, the CEO of the Titans. You bang on here, Graham, because Rugby League takes a hit again, and it's a very easy story for the Sydney media particularly to go with. Here we go again, more leaguies in trouble.
Well, they can only write the stories if we're giving them the ammunition.
That's
and,
true.
You know, I don't blame the media for this. You know, if this didn't happen, they've got nothing to write. And, you know, so I know a lot of people get down on the media about this stuff, but they only report what's happening. And if players are offending, then they're going to finish up in the headlines. And, you know, that's the sad reality of this. And the other thing that I'd say about it is that, you know, I think that we've got a broader issue in the community and in rugby league around the abuse of alcohol and binge drinking, because I think that other offences arise out of players getting themselves into an inebriated state where they lose control of what's right and wrong, and can often lead to outcomes like this. This happened at 5 o'clock in the morning after you know, quite a number of hours of drinking. And would it have happened if there was no drink involved? I would suggest probably not.
Graeme, what is your protocols at the Titans around the players going out? Because I raise this because the All Blacks have a very simple one. Now, they've had some experiences where they've had to learn from. So the senior leadership group, Graeme, they decide whether, in fact, the boys are going to go out. And then the players, if they break that curfew or that time when they're due back at the hotel, then they're responsible to that leadership group. How do the Titans deal with this?
Exactly the same way. Our players go out to get, well, they firstly go back to the hotel together to have a meal, which is what I believe the New Zealand team did after the game. But then, unless they are going out as a group and they go with security, then, you know, players are not given leave passes to go out on their own. Yeah, and look, you know, I know people will say, look, you know, these guys are adults. They shouldn't have to be, you know, led around by the nose. They shouldn't have to be told what they can and can't do. But again, you know, I don't buy that, because they are paid big money and there are responsibilities that come with it. And, you know, if you don't want to be told what time you need to be in bed, or if you don't want to be told that you can't go out at night, then don't play rugby league. It's as simple as that.
Graeme, a couple of things to wrap up. Thank you so much for your time. Do we know if the CCTV footage is ever going to emerge? Because I'm wondering what the optics are going to be like if it does emerge of your player, Kevin Proctor, and Jesse Bromwich snorting cocaine off a phone. Do we know, and have you found out whether, in fact, that footage exists?
Yes, the footage does exist, and my understanding is that it's under the control of the police, and it won't emerge unless it needs to be introduced in court. And, you know, that will largely depend on what happens when the person who has been charged ultimately appears before court.
Because you imagine the damage, Graeme, if that becomes public and one of the networks pays $500,000 for it and all of a sudden that's spread over National Nine News?
Yeah, well, yes, I can imagine the damage. Again, it'll be horrific for us. It'll be horrific for the game, horrific for our club. You know, my understanding is it's no different to what has been reported, but actually seeing it take place,
yep,
puts a whole new level of intensity around it, and, you know, would no doubt be quite disturbing to a lot of people. So I, you know, I'm hoping that that doesn't happen for the sake of the two players involved, and certainly for the sake of our game and our club. But, you know, that's not something I can control, unfortunately. That's in the hands of the police.